You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's just gone 6:28 if you're tuning in. I'm Jimmy Moyaha. You're listening to the SAFM Market Update, and we're taking a look at the South African Venture Capital Association and the latest amounts that have come through from their report. They put out a report suggesting that they've seen about 3 billion rands in investments in SA in their venture capital industry survey for 2024. I'm joined on the line by the CEO of SAFCA, Tshepiso Kobile. Tshepiso, good evening. Thanks so much for taking the time. 3 billion rand is certainly quite a large number if we look at investments and inflows. Where are we seeing the most action?
Good evening, Jimmy, and thank you for having me on the show. It is indeed. I think maybe let me start off by defining what we mean, because when we talk about that 3 billion, what we're actually measuring is actual transactions that were made by fund managers or as investments into startups. And as you say, that is a dramatic increase from what we've seen previously, largest we've seen since we started the survey back in 2014. And the bulk of that investment, about 72% odd, really went to the ICT sector in essence. And within that ICT sector, we've got software, fintech, edtech, etc.
Tshepiso, when we look at the spend from a VC point of view and we align it with kind of what we're seeing around the world, obviously there's a huge effort towards things like AI and renewable energies and all the sorts of things there. Are we seeing a similar kind of trend or pattern within the South African markets? Because we've also seen a bit of a slowdown as well from a global VC perspective.
Yeah, we definitely caught up as a continent with the slowdown that is happening globally. So I suppose there weren't really any surprises there. It was a matter of time before the continent catches up. Because if one actually looks at what we saw at the beginning, the first quarter of 2023, the continent experienced the first decline in about a decade, which goes to show that it was still catching up. And yes, if you look at the broad sectors that we're seeing for coverage or from an investment point of view, ICT is still very dominant. It has been over a number of years, and that's both in deal volumes as well as in values, especially fintech. Fintech came out as the number one sector of investment, followed by software and then e-commerce. What we did see, interestingly, within the South African environment is business products and services coming up as well in that list in the last year, as well as e-commerce.
Tshepiso, when we look at the landscape of South Africa, obviously a lot of innovation and a lot of entrepreneurship is required in growing economies such as ours, but also on the continent as a whole. The role of venture capital in unlocking opportunities, I want to look at that because for a lot of the opportunities that exist, capital is always going to be a critical stumbling block.
For sure. And I do think that when we think about capital and the role of VC specifically within that that context, it's important to emphasize that at the end of the day, we must accept that it is quite a nascent asset class in our region. It's fairly new. It's still growing rapidly, but still fairly new. And it's operating within an ecosystem that still needs to be built. And in building that ecosystem, part of the problems or the challenges that we must acknowledge is the fact that we're not seeing sufficient pools of capital that are going into the pre-seed stages. So that does then almost constrain us as an economy in terms of the extent to which we are rapidly moving our companies along that life cycle to get to a point where they are investable for VC. But that being said, it does play a very, very important role, especially in our economy, because if one thinks about some of the challenges that we face in South Africa, we know for a fact that we're not going to be able to match the demand for infrastructure services with the supply that is coming through from the public sector. So there's innovation definitely that is needed around that to make sure that we create, for example, financial inclusion, we create more accessible health services, more accessible educational services using tech. Yeah.
Mm. Tipi, so you mentioned the gap that exists obviously within that earlier stage of funding. How does that, or at least the role that SAFCA then plays in that respect, becomes that much more important? Because if the entire purpose of venture capital is to start ventures, and we're not seeing that, we're seeing, and there's been a lot of criticism across the board, not necessarily aimed at your organization, but to suggest that VC, especially on the African continent, is more like private equity and not venture capital. How do we address that if that is the case, and what needs to be done from an institutional level to say a level of risk needs to be afforded to the venture capital stage, even in that pre-seed stage?
It's a difficult one, but that being said, the work is happening, and I think that's what keeps us going, in that when we get to engage with the various players within the ecosystem and you hear the work that they are committing and investing in the space, one then does get encouraged that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. But in essence, we see our role as that of an ecosystem builder. You know, it is our role to make sure that we educate, whether it is educating LPs or institutional investors, educating regulators around the asset class, sharing research such as research of this nature that allows both our own members and these stakeholders to make more informed decisions. We provide training, for example, to a lot of the players within the market so that they understand what VC looks for. We also work with others to create platforms for entrepreneurs to tap into the network, because I think that's really what's important here. They need to have a space where they can kind of understand what VC is, understand how they can access it, whilst at the same time we are educating the other role players within this ecosystem.
So how do people access that? How do companies or entrepreneurs or startups then come into the ecosystem if that's something that they're looking to do? Because a lot of the information as well, they rely on us being able to share the information with them and say, do you know what, this opportunity actually is available to you and to your business. Mm.
I would start off by saying that I think they need to just stay close to our trainings, our networking platforms, our research, etc. Because what you will see is, for example, if you take just the survey, if you go to the back page of that survey, it gives you a very comprehensive list of who the VC fund managers are. I think another entry point is the accelerators and incubators that we have in the country, because those are a great channel as well to tap into the network. What we're also seeing is we've got public sector entities that are also quite active in the space, which have created a home for SMMEs, you know, whether it's the DSI, TIA, and others. And in these, in our engagements with them, they are getting exposed to fantastic, innovative products that are out there, which we sometimes don't even get to see. So I think it's a question of just tapping into the various networks, including just getting, being close to us as an industry body for any information that is needed. On our website, for example, we list all our members and we share some information in terms of how they can be contacted, types of sectors they're interested in, whether they're PE or VC players, etc.
Well, I think this is definitely going to need another conversation to unpack all of these. But for now, we'll leave it at that. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights, Tsepiso. That's Tsepiso Kobile, who is the CEO of the South African Venture Capital Association, on their latest survey around the venture capital and investment space in South Africa.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.